Okay, Rabosa, this week's parashah is Devarim, and I'd like to focus on one pasuk, basically, and say over the pshat of the Marpel HaNefesh, the Freiman HaRav, and we'll go through his Makoros, and understand the pasuk, kafi, the understanding that he has in the Sefer, and what we could gain from that. Pasuk says, Lo sakiru fanim b'mishpat. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Right, you can't have show favoritism. Katon kadogol kishma'un. Lo saguru mipnei ish. You shouldn't be afraid of anybody. Ki ha'mishpat lo kim hu. So this idea, you know, you shouldn't show favoritism, that you're a judge, so you, sometimes the judge can be afraid of one of the parties. It's a strong person, influential person, rich person. So those are gurum ibn ish. And then, afterwards, it says, so we have to understand the continuation from Lo Sagur Mneish and Ki Amishpat Leilukim Hu. So let's turn to page 22 and then we'll go back. I zirk to all the Makoros that he quotes here so we can go back and understand what he's saying. Rav Afrol Zilber, Freiman HaRav. Near the farsh hachkra, fimash kosev yismach Moshe parshas mishpatim. So he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So let's see. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is commenting on a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph on page 4. Perek Aleph, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tezvav, Tezayin, Halacha, pasuk Yudches, page 4. Vayan echad mehanorim vayomer hinei reisi ben v'yishai beis halach miyodeh nagein v'gibur chayel v'ish mulchomo unavon dovar v'ish tovar, that all these things said about David v'ashem imo. What's this idea of v'ashem imo? So the Gemara darshins in Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis on page 5, Hashem imo shehalocha kemoso b'chol mokom. Hashem imo means whatever David says, halacha kemoso b'chol makom. Halacha kemoso b'chol makom. So what's this idea that David was zocha halacha kemoso b'chol makom? So he points out about the pasuk of Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish, that you shouldn't be afraid of, the dying shouldn't be afraid of anybody. So we're trying to say over the Marpel HaNefesh Pshat, and what's the continuation of the pasuk Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish, the dying shouldn't be afraid. So we started now with the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, page 4, Hashem Imo. By David HaMelech it says Hashem Imo. Hashem was with him. And the and the Gemara Darshans in Sanhedrin on page 5, Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis, Hashem Imo Shehalacha Kemoso B'chol Mokom. That the Halacha is like David HaMelech B'chol Mokom. So what's this this special bracha? How do you get this bracha of halacha kemoso? Is it just obviously you learn a lot, you'll know halacha, but is it something more than that? So we know there is a halacha in Gemara in Gittin on page 6. Etanya hayav Reb Tarfon Omer kol mokom shatamotzei agorios shel ovdei chachovim. Because if you find a non-Jewish tribunal, that you can go have them judge the case. Aval pi shedinam kedina Yisrael. In other words, this non-Jewish tribunal seemingly has the laws that we have. So it sounds good. We're following the same legal system. Still no. Iyata rashay lizdakek lahem shenemar. So what's the yesod? If it's the same dinim, so what's the problem? So the Freiman Rav quotes from the Sefer Chain Tov on page 8 and 9. You look here on page 8 on the bottom where the arrow is. And he's quoting this pasuk in Mishlei. Kam elo l'chachomim ha-keponim v'mishpat kol tov. So he writes like this. He says, Kama po'omim, bottom arrow on page 9 on the left side. B'tchilas hadin ola b'lev hadayin l'fsok hadin l'chiv. There is sometimes a dayan in the beginning thinks that this fellow is chayev. V'chakach meir hakadosh baruch hu einav u'mein milfon av din acher kayetzibo shiilmon mimenu v'yidme milsa la milsa. And then hakadosh baruch hu puts in his mind a new thought. And based on what hakadosh baruch hu put in his mind, he sees that, no, maybe based on this halacha, the halacha should not be that he's chayev. And he'll change his mind. O maskiru hadin l'shaito, b'yoso hadayin yore v'chari lo yitav yispal ha'kadosh baruch hu sh'ayu einav. As ha'kadosh baruch hu yoshev l'mino melamdo lo'el. Nimyaki ponim b'mishpat v'ovar alo sakir ponim. So that's what the pasuk says. Gamayil ha'chachem hake ponim b'mishpat lal tov. That if you're going to be makir ponim, so then ha'kadosh baruch hu bal tov, he's going to go away. Because he violated the halacha of lo sakir ponim b'mishpat. So he says that's pshat in the pasuk in Mishlei on page 9. Okay, kam elo lachachomim hakir ponim b'mishpat bal tov. There is, if the chachomim are makir ponim b'mishpat, they're showing favoritism, bal tov. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mistalik for him. Because if he's not looking to the Dan Emes, so then, Lamda Omek HaMishpat L'Haya Einav L'Chein Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bal Tov Yirtze Gam Im Lo Ya'asara Shlo Yita Mishpat Klal Ela Shehi Keponim Lechad Mehem Dai Do Lishpot Tzedek. As he showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he still wants to judge, you know, emistic, still not. Once he was showing a little bit hakars, the siyas chayin to one side, then the shechina baltov. That's shot in the pasuk in Mishlei. Kam eila lachachom hakir ponim b'mishpat baltov. That tov means hakadosh baruch hu is going to be mistalik from the person. So Shmuel is going to be mistalik from the person. And the pasuk, the famous pasuk in Tehillim, we say every day, page 10 and 11, Magid the Rav Yaakov, Chukov Mishpatov Yisrael, Lo Asachem L'Chogoy, means, so the Yismach Moshe on page 16 is going to explain the following, that In order to have a proper judgment, even if you're a Talmud Chacham, you need what? Hashem Imo. Hashem Imo, halacha kemoso. It doesn't say that David HaMelech was a Talmud Chacham, but there are other Talmud Chachamim. But if you don't have, together with being a Talmud Chacham, you don't have the proper Hashras HaShechina, you don't have the proper Siyata D'Shmaya, because the Shechina was Mesulach from you, then you're going to get it wrong. Then you're not going to paskin properly. That's what the Yismach Moshe says. That's why you need Hashem Imo Halacha Kamoso, and that's Pshad in the Pasuk. The Chain Tov says, in the Mishle, Baal Tov. The Tov is going to be Mesulach. And that's Pshat Magid Rav Yaakov Lo Asal Chen Chogoy, because Ke'en Hashkina Shora Al Ulam Masa Olam, says the Yismach Moshe. So they don't have Hashras Hashkina, so they don't have the concept of Hashem Imo. They don't have the concept of Hashem Imo. And without that, you're going to be Nichshal. Because you don't have that Siyata Deshmaya. And that's Pshat, he says, that even if you have Goyim, who even if they have the same Dinim as us, still, they don't have Hashem Imo. So Mimela, because again, you have to have all the knowledge, but you also have to have special Siyata Deshmaya, because there's so many areas to make a mistake. You didn't realize in any halacha. One detail, somebody once came to me once with a nida shayla, and they it was the middle of the night, they had the shayla, and they took out a book from the shelf, and the book is not known for coolers, it's more from the machmir books. And they looked at it from the shelf, and they came to a conclusion. But they didn't paskin, they didn't act upon it, they didn't do anything. And then the next day they saw me and said, this is such and such happened. And we looked in the book, and it said mutter, so it's mutter, right? So I said, no, you just mattered an isakaris. Because they didn't realize that their case was not the case. The book was true, and what it says, it was not the case of the book. But they didn't realize that it was so close. Yet one detail off, and the whole thing is so. The same thing in Torah, you can have one detail off that you didn't chap, and so that's why you need that special Siyata Deshmaya. So then he quotes a Rambam, the Yismach Moshe, in a fascinating Rambam. Let's see, we have the Rambam here. In Hilchas Melachim, let's see, page 12. Yes. So he says, page 12, Shemamidim Hamelech Moshchim also b'shemen Hamishcha. So you Moshchim in the Shemen Hamishcha. Okay. Whereas Melucha, the Malchus goes be Yerusha, the father, the son, the grandson. Then it says he nich ben katan. So what if he? The Melech, his son, is only 10 years old. Say by Rebbe, sometimes it could happen. That, you know, the kid is, he has to grow up. So we hold a position for him. Until he, because he's the next in line. And he says, "V'lo ha'malchus b'lvad al kol asraros v'chol ha'menuim sheb Yisrael Yerusha l'bno, v'ven b'no ad olam." So all asraros positions, you know, so the son is Yorish. V'hu sheyeh ha'ben m'malei mokam avosa v'chochmo v'yira. But he has to be fit. If he's not fit, you know, v'chochmo v'yira, then he can't fill the position, even though it's the son. Then he says, "Hayam emalei biyira Afal pisha einu mamali b'chochma mabino oso b'mochum aviv u'malabim oso. But in other words, if he has Yirah Shamayim, that's good enough. He can get the position. Even though he didn't reach the Chochmah, so he'll have to learn a little bit longer to reach the Chochmah. But the key thing is that he needs his Yirah. If he doesn't have Yirah, then he's not, in other words, he's not Yirah Shamayim, so this son is not going to be Roy Lamalchus. It's a very important thing. You know, people look for different candidates for things. The first thing you have to, you know, president, you know, Rabbi Cohen would say, he was before his time, but he heard, and I heard this also, that Dr. Revel, he's the Miyaseder, so we don't think about him so much as we should. He was a Telzer also, Dr. Revel. Dr. Revel would come to the Talmud and see a boy in yeshiva. He would say, "How's your Yirah Shamayim today?" That's what he would say. "How's your Yirah Shamayim today?" Such hasagas, you know. So that's the core is the Yirah Shamayim. The learning, you always could fill in the more learning, etc. So the Yismach Moshe on page 17 explains this Rambam. Al pizeh nirali litein tam. Al machakos of Rambam, shehamalchus Yerusha, pushiya b'mali mokum also b'chokma yira, y'mali b'yira afal pishayinu b'mali b'chokma, aminu so m'lamnu so. Kol misha imbo yira shemaim, afal pishachmos meruba im amanim so l'mino im menamnuim b'shem Yisrael. Hinei machakos of Rambam m'lamnu so mashmal chor del kachma b'inu so m'neishem somchim al zesha achar limud yagi el malas ovi b'chokma. Right, it's mashma that Yimlamin Tozu this way he'll eventually get to his father's knowledge in Chokhma. Mashma avalim yadu avadei shalo yagi b'shem ofen l'malas eim avinim. But he says he doesn't think that's true. There was say just we know he'll never reach his father's level of learning. But he's a Yirah Shamayim. So from that Rambam is mashma that Yimlamin so that he'll eventually reach it. But he says another Rambam says Beferish, Perik Dalet, Klei Amikdash, Kishyemus Hamelach, Mabidim Tachtov Beno, Pushyem Amali Mekomo Bechokhmo, Oviyira Afal Pisha Eno Kimoso Bechokhmo. So the Yira is the key. But even if he's lower in learning, the Yira is the key. So what's the Pshat? So he says, Vinei, on page 17 in the left. Mashkoz haram hilchas malachi v'hu sheyem amalei mashmad ha-melech shenim ne-betchiva tzorch lios ha-godlo b'chochmo v'yira. Rak de bimno sagi b'yira l'chut. Degam, tim gam b'melech nim ne-betchila ein tzorch lios godlo b'chochmo im kein al-korcha ein ha-melucha tola b'malas ha-chochmo im kein b'yke mashmad b'no ein tzorch lios b'malas ha-chochmo b'chochmo ha-vadai da-melech ha-nim ne-betchila tzorch lios godlo b'chochmo. So it's the original king in the dynasty, he has to be Godel B'Chochma. But the son, the key is he has to be Mamala Makomo B'Yira. What's the pshat? He says, Nera li, li te tamu zed, ha'ein mamanim melech el mi'amesin l'kuhuna. Somebody who can marry into the kahuna. Why? What's the idea that the king should be able to marry? So he says, like this. She said, "Kapars kol yisrael tali b'choshim af hashash rochav daf dekaim lein bokim es mechul mal shofit tzered muchas Hashem imo umiyuchas." In other words, the idea of being l'chochma is we want hashras hashchina, and if there's no chochma originally, then there's not going to be hashras hashchina. and we want to know that there should be miyuchas. Like Rav Shecht always points out to the Chazal that Hein Shechina Shruya al Mishpachos miyuchosos b'Yisrael. Doesn't mean like yichas that we can speak about today, like where these the, you know, it means, you know, it comes from a Jewish lineage, as Rav Shecht pointed out. Because you need Hashruas Hashchina. So once you have that, that for the proper yichas and there's chokhman, there's Hashruas Hashchina, then the main thing to continue is Yirah Shamayim. But once it was established that he's from the Mishpachas Miyuchasos, meaning he's Roy Lasil Lekuhuna, there's no, it's not a ger, it's not a whatever, it's not a, you know, whatever, it's, so then it could, the continuation is because we need, because we want the Hashruas Hashchina. Oh. So, one last point, and then we can go to the Frayim Merov and see how he understands the Pasuk, is broaden the Akedah, the Akedah Yitzchak, on page 20. So he says he is sowed. Omnum shloim su sham hamniim al zeh ofen vada ishtabesh se haseda tivi anichbat. Here, look at the arrow in the middle, on the right side. Precious Aleph. Shakavon shi ha-odam shomer tzalmo d'musa mikhwaris, mashite nafsho ha-sikhlis, he hamolechas al kol chelke aguf chosov, machnasa so hachno gemura. Shalotek tchumo l'shum echad mehem, ki im lavor avadosu l'shmo mishparta l'hashiv l'mo'ono ki mishpata. Marshal the Melch, and it's often for a culture in Medina Sanskar of Apochus, and the Gashem Nishmoy Melov and Nichnoy Miponov, Father call him Dinus Yasuril Mishmato, Yagur Mimenu, Loy Yamurus Devarov. Omnom in my sermon, it's often love Yazu Bufon of Yimono Dorov, culture can share to Kane and Abdinus Shatakhem Rachos, love King Nevisha and Oshis, Yametrinus Yosef, the Fanel Russia and the Tsos Kulam Sarim, Kilom with Mandegas, a homelo, Ain't Sarkhom Shatsuras, a Sodas at Sumer Kilom Sors Achai. So what's the idea? What is the idea? So the Yismach Moshe explains over here on page 21. Hein gor yogor efes meito. Mi gor yitcha alai chipo. So he quotes from the Akedah that we just read. Tire elokim ein lo ela yira echad echad me echad. Ein lo yira bruim to Moshe lakol. He says, true yira shamayim is you're only afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, the rabbis talmidei chachamim, so they're hershech. But people are afraid of other things in the world. This powerful person, that powerful person. So then, when a yira is split amongst other things, that's a chisaron in the yira shemayim, because the yira shemayim means not that you have yira shemayim, but it's an exclusive concept. Yorei miribon shalom. Ah, this person has power, and he can, and he's in charge of the Adam. No, you don't have to be yorei from him. Yorei, make sure you're doing everything right. Yorei from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if your yira is split on other things, that's a chisaron. In so that's what he says. Hein gor yagor perish misha yeshol kama yiras. Shum the Ephes may also perish. Enel came called Mzimosov. Zamar migor itcha alai chipol. Hakochosh yishbo choni malecha dach v'koshke na brum shem yoch heim chutz mimeno. So he's saying that hengor yogor Ephes also migor itcha alai chipol. Zamar migor itcha alai chipol. Hakochosh yishbo choni malov alai dach v'koshke na brum shem yoch chutz mimeno. Oh, so that's the yisod, that Yira Shamayim is an exclusive entity. Of course, L'Rabbos Talmidei Chachamis, Hashem Ulchecha Tiro, but that's because Talmid Chacham is somebody who's representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not in it for himself. He's representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But other things in life, in the world, I'm afraid of this influential person and this person, not because they're Talmid Chacham or anything like that, or because I'm afraid of him. So we can't be afraid of anybody, only the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because if you're afraid only of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's true Yiras Shamayim. So Ephes, Ephes, only him. Hengor Yogor, if there's many fears, so the Freiman Rav here on page 22 explains, that's the pshat. Lo saguru mipnei ish, ki amishma lo kimhu, nir lefarsh hachkra, lefi mashachosav yismach Moshe, Hashem imo halach kimoso. He says, the way to be dying to be matzliach is he needs Hashem imo. He needs hashros hashchina. And then, halacha kamoso. And that's why Akum, even if they have the same dinim as we have, he can't go to them because there's no hashros hashchina. So Hashem imo is hashros hashchina. And then he says, the Akedah says, the Misha Yeshel Yerushamayim be'emes ein lo shem yira acheres. Misha yira acheres simon she'en Yerushamayim shlo b'shleimus. So that's pshat in the Pasuk, lo sagur me'ish, means don't be afraid of anyone else. Because if you're afraid of anyone else, then you don't have what? Full Yerushamayim. If you don't have full Yerushamayim, then you're not going to have hashros hashchina. So that's pshat. Lo sogur mipnei ish ki amishpat lo kimu. Eif shal chavin amishpat laimito rak bedveikas alugus. The only way you'll ever get a proper mishpat, on the top of page 22 on the left side, is if you have dveikas b'Hashem. And the only way to have dveikas b'Hashem is Yiras Shamayim. And true Yiras Shamayim is a mutual entity. I'm afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But not this person, and this person who has influence, and has money, and he has influence. Hakein lo sagur mibneish. So that's the continuation of the pasuk, says the Freiman Rav. Lo sagur mibneish, you can't have any other yira. And then, if you don't have any yira, then you'll have hashros hashchina, then you'll have dveikus b'Hashem, ki ha-mishpat l'alukim hu. Because the mishpat's l'alukim. And that's because If we fear other people, then we don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's fully in control. It's this one and that one, you know, it's split up. There are other, you know, but if you believe there's one person, one entity, Ribbono Shel Olam, that's in control of everything, and that's who I have to fear. Everybody else, he's politically correct, connected, and he's this, and he's that, and there's so many cases in life where people are just afraid of other people. But you have to realize that being afraid of others takes away from Yiras Shamayim. Because the true Yiras Shamayim is Ephes, basically. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish. And that's Hashros Hashchina. And so here the Pasuk is talking about to be a dayan. So not everyone is a dayan. But in your life, you're always a dayan. Because you're always going to be making decisions. And you're always going to be, you know, deciding what to do. Every step in your life, should I do this or should I do that? Should I marry this? Should I marry that? Should I go to this? There's always going to be this job, that job. So many decisions. So we're not necessarily a formal dayan, but we want to have hashras hashchina to be Hashem imo, to be halach, to make the proper life decisions that we need to make, and that we need Yiras Shamayim, and Yiras Shamayim is an exclusive thing. You could ask for eitzes from people and this who know you, help you, but the truth is you have to have true Yiras Shamayim. And true Yiras Shamayim means that you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that sometimes people make other people hero worship. You know, they worship this, they worship that, you know. It's all about this person, it's not about the Ribbono Shel Olam, about this covenant, that covenant. It has to be Shivis Hashem Negdi Somit. And so the lo sagur mivayish, don't fear other things. What's the Ribbono Shalom want from me? What do I have to do? What's the right thing to do? And then we should be zoche Hashem imo, like David HaMelech halacha kamoso. And that's lo sagur mivayish. Because if you're afraid of other things, then that's a lacking in your shemayim. Then you won't have a hashras hashchina. And then, but if you lo sagur mivayish, then you'll have hashras hashchina. Then you'll paskin properly ki mishpat lo lokim hu, because mishpat is something that has to be with veikas Hashem. And I might add, as we said, that every life decision needs that special veikas Hashem. You know, life is so complicated, you know, and there's so many choices that we're going to be confronted with in life. You know, a spouse choice, a career choice, perhaps a living choice. There's so many choices that are going to come up in life, or then, you know, for other, so many choices. And we want to have proper Siyata Dishmaya. So we have to have, as we saw, of course, we've spoken in the past about the Midat Anova, but we need Yiras Shamayim. And Yiras Shamayim is that belief that it's Bilti Lashem Levado. We're going to speak about this next week more. Bilti Lashem Levado. There's no one else. All these other things in the world is Hevel Havolim, and the only one that has real strength. No one should say, "Oh, I'm powerful, I'm mighty." It's ridiculous. You're powerful and mighty. You can lose your power, your money, your this in a second. You have so many people that were powerful and mighty in this, and then been regular, they lost it all. Who knows? Mayula Yom, this one's powerful. Al Tiftuhu Vindivim Ven Adam Shain Los Shua Tate Rucho Yoshav Lan Moso Bayimu Avduesh Narosov. A second. This big veer, big powerful person. And now where is he? Ki Mishpat Elokim, it's only the Ribbono Shalom. Losagur Mivnaish, we know we're doing the right thing, we're acting Pider Hashem, so Yira Shleima. Not just Sham Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim lafuke other things. And Bez Hashem, with that midah, Bez Hashem, we should all be zocher to Hashras Hashchina to make the proper decisions in our lives, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, L'Shem Lucifer's.